You hear reports about ambulance being ramped in Queensland every day. You know, there's a backlog wait list of patients requiring elective surgery. And you know that the public hospitals are struggling under the demand of the system right now. That's why the Queensland government announced last week it would partner with the private hospital sector to free up an additional 200 beds as this COVID wave peaks. But my next guest will argue that day hospitals could be part of the big solution to really alleviate some of the pressure on Queensland Health. Jane Griffiths is the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. When we talk about day hospitals, what does that include?
Okay, day hospitals is where treatment, either surgical or medical, is provided within a 23-hour time frame. The majority of admissions would be 4 to 6 hours, but for more advanced procedures, they might be up to 23 hours.
Okay, so things like a vasectomy or maybe skin cancer treatment, something like that?
Yes, cataract surgery, endoscopy, which of course has been very much neglected during the pandemic because of elective surgery restrictions. Also orthopaedics, sporting injuries, hand surgery, arthroscopic surgery, shoulder surgery. So there's a huge amount that can be done in the same day sector. And we would argue that as the day sector is extremely efficient, and most of the hospitals are specialties, specialise in one or two specialties, so they're extremely well managed, can get through large volumes of patients in a short space of time, and they're not being used enough. I heard you mention the government's engaged 200 beds from the overnight, from the private overnight hospitals. However, a lot of the backlog of surgery could be done in the day hospital sector. And the term elective is misleading. It's necessary surgery. And a lot of these patients are suffering and have been for a long time sitting on waiting lists.
Is the difference here that day hospitals are private?
At the moment, the majority of day hospitals are private, but I'm pleased to see that there is one public day hospital in Queensland. Varsity Lakes Hospital is a new public day hospital. Mm-hmm. And I believe on the drawing board there are 7 day hospitals designed for Queensland, but unfortunately due to budget constraints, they've been put back. We understand they should be operational by the end of next year, which is good to see.
So how many day hospitals are there in Queensland right now that are operational?
There are 59 private day hospitals available.
So 59. So how do you see that solution of you guys taking some of the load of, as you say, necessary, but elective surgery? How would it work?
Yes. Well, there's a... The government, the Department of Health, has a program called Surgery Connect, where surgery from the public sector is outsourced to the private sector. But at this stage, very little is going to the day hospital sector. And I would encourage both the government and the department to look seriously at engaging with as many day hospitals as they can. Day hospitals are spread across the metropolitan area and also rurally. So there is a vast number available close to where patients live and close to public hospitals.
Jane Griffiths, CEO of Day Hospitals Australia. They want to be part of the solution when it comes to pressure on Queensland Health. Have you approached the Queensland government about this, Jane?
We have spoken with the department regularly, and in fact at our upcoming conference at the end of this month, we have a panel which includes a member of the Queensland Department of Health titled Solutions for the Future. I was just going to say this panel will have representatives from most jurisdictions, including the Commonwealth. And we're hoping that by sharing their ideas and understanding the needs, because it's not just Queensland, of course, that has this issue, it's across the country, that the day hospital sector really has an important role to play and could be assisting a lot more than it is. And there's around 25 to 30% capacity available in the sector.
Oh, okay. So right now, 30% capacity. How much would it cost and who would pay?
The private, usually what happens with public outsourcing is the public hospital pays for the treatment. So it's an agreement between the public hospital and the private hospital or private day hospital.
Okay. So that would be the state government who would pay then?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Do you have an indication from the health department contact you've had as to whether they're keen on the idea?
Certainly the discussions I've had with the Surgery Connect, they're certainly keen to expand that, but we need to see it happening quickly because the prediction is that there'll be 1,600 patients by the end of the month.
Yes.
With COVID in the public hospital system.
We'll definitely stay in touch with you, Jane, to see what comes of this and whether or not it's, you know, there are some longer-term pressure that can be alleviated. This is not just a COVID issue in Queensland. No. Good to talk, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jane Griffiths, CEO of Day Hospitals Australia.